Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Beginning previews tonight, the first ever Broadway production of the last 5 years. The beloved musical Two-Hander has been seen off-Broadway and regionally for 25 years, and in 2014 it was adapted into an indie motion picture. This mounting stars Nick Jonas as an on-the-rise novelist and Adrienne Warren as a struggling actress. The two fall in and out of love over the course of 5 years in present-day New York City. The man tells his side of the story from start to finish, while the woman tells hers in reverse chronological order, their paths meeting just once. The score and book is by Jason Robert Brown, with choreography by Rick and Jeff Cooperman and direction by Whitney White. The last 5 years opens on April 6th and runs through June 22nd at the Hudson Theater. Due to unspecified production delays, the upcoming jukebox musical Just in Time has canceled its first two scheduled previews on Broadway. It will now begin on March 31st, with opening night remaining April 23rd. Jonathan Groff leads the company as the legendary singer Bobby Darin, as audiences are transported into an intimate nightclub setting. Tickets are now available at telecharge.com. Just in Time will play the Circle in the Square Theater. Last night, the new play Purpose officially opened at the Helen Hayes Theater. The cast includes LaTanya Richardson-Jackson, Harry Lennox, John Michael Hill, and Kara Young, among others. Another family drama by the playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, this one follows the Jasper family in Chicago, all of them prominent pillars of Black American politics, and a fraught reunion occurring under their roof one fateful night. Reviews were mostly positive, but the New York Times was more mixed. Chief theater critic Jesse Green specifically praised the show's first act, stating that you may have trouble catching your breath from laughing so hard. He found the second half, though, to be more hectic and attenuated, halting its momentum. Purpose runs through July 6th. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending March 16th. It looks like spring has finally arrived in Times Square. Five new shows began previews this last week, and grosses jumped up accordingly by 32%. Over its first five previews, Good Night and Good Luck sold out the Winter Garden Theater. The new play starring George Clooney made $2,358,888, opening night is April 3rd. Glengarry Glen Ross, starring Kieran Culkin, Bill Burr, and Bob Odenkirk, set a Palace Theater box office record, making $1,907,467 for its first seven previews. They open March 31st. Culkin's Succession co-star Sarah Snook began previews for The Picture of Dorian Gray. The first six of them grossed a total of $848,904 at a sold-out Music Box. Opening night is March 27th. On the musical side of things, Smash arrived on Broadway, making $715,631 and playing to 95% capacity audiences at the Imperial. They open on April 5th. Over its first five previews, Boop grossed an underwhelming $403,656, playing to 96% audiences at the Broadhurst, likely the result of heavy discounting throughout the preview process. Opening night is April 10th. Elsewhere, O Mary said goodbye to Betty Gilpin as the show once again pushed past 800,000 at the Lyceum. New star Titus Burgess begins performances as Mary Todd Lincoln tonight for 3 weeks only. And Joey Fatone played his final performance, for now, in And Juliet, which made it back over $1.1 million at the Stephen Sondheim and sold out the house. Australian star Hayden T begins as Lance Dubois this evening, with Fatone set to return to the hit musical on April 22nd. An impressive 25 of the 31 running shows played to at least 90% capacity houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.